Five explosions have killed at least six policemen in Pakistan's southwest. The blasts occurred near a police training school in the outskirts of Quetta. Hospital officials said, along with the dead, at least 13 people were wounded. The bombs went off in quick succession when commandos of the police anti-terrorist force were training. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, but police blamed the Baluch Liberation Army, a militant group listed as a terrorist organization by the government last month. Rebels are fighting for greater autonomy and more benefits from oil and gas exploration in Baluchistan. They regularly blow up gas pipelines, rail links and power pylons, and launch rocket attacks on government buildings and army bases. Police have detained two suspects and are still investigating the cause of the blasts. Michelle Kalal-Al-Khoury, Reuters.
President George W. Bush's approval rating has fallen to its lowest level ever at 31% in a US Today Gallup poll. He suffered a drop of 3 percentage points in just 7 days. Rising petrol prices, coupled with existing frustration and confusion over the war, are two of the biggest contributing factors, according to researchers at the Pew Research Center.
The number one problem is the war in Iraq. He's very much, this war is his war, is one way to say it. And there is a growing concern on the part of the public that the war is not winnable. The public is still divided on the basic question of whether it was the right decision or the wrong decision.
Researchers think the possibility of even more increases in fuel prices have distracted many from the positive developments regarding the economy. Bush's plummeting standing is causing growing worry among Republicans about November's elections, when the balance of power in Congress will be up for grabs. Renee Bunny, Reuters.
Head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, Mohammed El-Baradei, says he's happy with the latest twist in the nuclear row with Iran. The Security Council's delayed possible sanctions amid new attempts to find a compromise.
That's the art of diplomacy. You try to use, carrots, you try to use sticks. I hope at this stage that we will use more carrots before we think of using sticks.
Britain and France, US allies on the Security Council, are drawing up a package of proposed benefits for Tehran in exchange for its cooperation with the UN. They were pushing for the UN Security Council to force Iran to hold uranium enrichment, a move resisted by Russia and China. Iran says it wants to produce low-grade enriched fuel for nuclear power, not for bombs. The US and its allies are not convinced. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
U.S. rights group has accused Romania of allowing disabled children to suffer in state-run institutions. Mental Disability Rights International investigators visiting the Black Sea state found dozens of children wasting away in adult psychiatric facilities.
Children were literally on the verge of death. They were sitting in cribs. There are children 15, 16, 17 years old who looked like they were 3 or 4 years old. They were literally skin and bones.
Romania, which hopes to join the European Union next year, has won its praise on its mental health reforms. But MDRI say disabled children are not benefiting from the new system, which aims to move abandoned children from institutions into foster care.
Frankly, it was irresponsible on the part of the European Union to tell Romania that they had met their accession requirements with regard to children at a time that they were leaving kids with disabilities behind in these horrendous situations.
Last year, Romania banned international adoptions following EU concerns that corruption could lead to baby trafficking. The ban was widely praised, but clearly for disabled children in state care, child welfare reforms don't reach far enough to protect them. Michelle Kalal Al-Khoury, Reuters.
This fire at a nightclub on Rhode Island in the United States in 2003 killed 100 people. It started after the manager of a rock band set off fireworks which ignited highly flammable foam lining the walls and ceiling of the station nightclub. The former rock band manager, Daniel Beekley, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to 100 counts of involuntary manslaughter.
I could only pray that they understand that I would do anything to undo what happened that night and give them back their loved ones.
Beekley is the first person to be sentenced for the fire. The owners of the club have been charged with manslaughter but are awaiting trial. Renee Bunny, Reuters.
It's a scandal which is steaming off the normally sedate world of stamp collecting. A police investigation in Spain involving money invested in stamps, coins and art on behalf of up to 350,000 people in so-called guaranteed funds. Police arrested 9 people as part of an anti-fraud swoop on Forum Filatelico and Afinsa in Spain on Tuesday. Both companies deny wrongdoing, but police claim the stamps were overvalued or even fake, and now investors want their money back.
I've got more than 180,000 euros in there. So look at that, it's my life savings.
If this is illegal, then they should sell the buildings. They should be auctioned and then sell them, and the money should be given to the people affected.
Across in Britain, where the postage stamp was born, leading British stamp dealer Stanley Gibbons saw its shares drop 12% on fears its business could be affected by the police raids in Spain. The stock briefly regained ground on Thursday after the company issued a statement distancing itself from the two Spanish businesses. Stanley Gibbons said it does not have any connection or business relationship with either company and that it operates in separate markets using different business models to the companies concerned. Stanley Gibbons and other UK dealers say the Spanish scandal won't affect the market for rare quality stamps, which have seen growing demand in recent years. Malcolm Spry of Richard Allen Stamp Auctions.
I think lots of collectors are spending more on their collections and buying the scarcer stamps or the more expensive stamps because they're getting such poor returns on interest rates or pension funds, so they're more willing to spend the money in the stamp collection instead. And at the moment, the better quality English stamps are seeing a better return.
But it's unlikely there'll be a repeat of events of more than 25 years ago when a stamp boom was followed by a severe slump in the market.
Back in the 70s or late 70s when there was a slump, you had lots of smaller investment companies springing up, selling stamps for investments, but they didn't understand about the condition of the stamps. So what we have here in this country at the moment is totally different. And it's fueled and it's buoyant because of the collector market, not the investment market.
But in a market which isn't regulated by financial authorities, stamp dealers say that in terms of making money, the highly specialised stamp market is one best left to the experts, in this case, the true collectors. Karen Nowak, Reuters.
A
As car owners around the world bemoan soaring petrol prices, drivers in Venezuela know they've never had it so good. Fuel prices here are now the cheapest in the world at just 12 cents a gallon.
There is no reason to worry at all here. I always fill the tank to the top.
Drivers in Venezuela, the world's fifth largest oil exporter, even boast that gasoline costs less than many of life's basic necessities.
Truthfully, the gas here is really cheap. In comparison, water is more expensive than gas.
Boasting isn't contained to drivers. President Hugo Chavez, the country's self-proclaimed socialist revolutionary leader, has taunted his foe, U.S. President George Bush, by subsidizing fuel for poor U.S. neighborhoods. But despite their cheap petrol, Venezuelans have their fair share of worries. Murder rates have doubled since the 1990s, and armed robbery and carjacking are also common. Michelle Kalala, Hudi, Reuters.
The iconic painting named Small Torn Campbell Soup Can sold for the hammer price of $10.5 million US. The Andy Warhol piece went on sale at Christie's Auction House in New York, along with many other artists from the post-war and contemporary era.
I mean, most of these works belong in museums. They've been in collections forever. I mean, the soup can has been in the collection since 1967. The bacon has been in the same collection again, 20, 30, 40 years. That makes the sale very special because people want to buy great provenance, they want works of great rarity, and buy the blue chip artists. I mean, these are artists who are in the history books.
The piece had been expected to go for between $15 and $10 million US. Renee Bunny, Reuters.